It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Residents of one Brooklyn neighborhood are crying foul over toxic vapors that are seeping into a popular venue. State regulators have known about the contamination for nearly 2 years now, but many residents say nobody told them. Reporter Jordan Gosport-Wright looks at what's being done to clean up the site.
The Royal Palm Shuffleboard Club in Gowanus is located in an old one-story brick warehouse. For a century, the location was home to things like a metal manufacturer, a door factory, and a soda bottle company. Back in March 2021, the New York Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, found high levels of an airborne toxic chemical inside the club. A reminder that Brooklyn's industrial past is still very much present. Walter Hong is the founder of Toxics Targeting. It's a company that tracks and analyzes documented contamination sites.
That shuffleboard club had 43 micrograms per cubic meter of trichloroethylene in the indoor air. And do you know what the New York State guideline is to protect public health? 2 micrograms per cubic meter. So this was more than 20 times the allowable amount.
Trichloroethylene, commonly known as TCE, is a chemical used in manufacturing, typically to remove grease. TCE and industrial chemicals like it seeped into the ground long before the Royal Palms opened back in 2013. Dr. Anna Navas-Ossian is a professor of environmental health sciences at Columbia University. She says exposure to low levels of TCE fumes is known to irritate the eyes and cause headaches, while higher exposures are linked to some cancers.
Probably it's fine if you're exposed kind of shortly, like for 1 day or two, to some levels. But these chronic repeated exposures, that could be a concern for kidney cancer, liver cancer, and maybe also even some hematological cancers like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
The Royal Palms is facing what's known as vapor intrusion. It occurs when chemicals from the soil and groundwater become airborne and enter a building through cracks in the foundation. Seth Hillinger is with the environmental group Voice of Gowanus. He's also a parent and has been to the shuffleboard club.
What's really concerning is that the state knew that there were toxins in the ground there, you know. What about people that work there every day, working there 8 hours a day, spending more time there than they are anywhere else at home or wherever?
Given the Royal Palms' popularity, thousands of people may have been exposed to hazardous fumes since their discovery 2 years ago. DEC says it sent emails to some 57,000 people back in 2022 about contamination at the site. The problem is, you had to sign up to receive the notifications, and only 15,000 of the recipients live in Brooklyn. Again, Seth Hillinger.
There should be government oversight here. I mean, we're talking about some of the most polluted plots of land in the country, and it needs to be treated like that, and it's just not.
The fumes inside the venue continue to pose risks, according to DEC surveys conducted last fall. The DEC and the building's contractor have ongoing efforts to neutralize the underground pollutants and prevent the fumes from rising. But Walter Hong and members of Voice of Gowanus don't think the DEC's current cleanup plan goes far enough.
It's underneath the building at an extraordinarily high level, 21,000 micrograms per cubic meter. And yet, they don't require any comprehensive cleanup. They're going to try to inject some kind of material to break down this chemical. Problem is that doesn't work very well because these chemicals are extremely persistent.
The plan also wouldn't physically remove the pollution. The owners of the Royal Palms say the DEC determined that the air quality was not dangerous in a way that would prevent people from spending time inside the building. Katia Kelly is a longtime Brooklyn resident and member of Voice of Gowanus. She says the DEC seems intent on redeveloping the site and others like it, at the expense of people's health.
We don't really even know how long these vapor barriers keep their structural integrity. I mean, all of these cleanups are so relatively new. And, you know, people don't develop cancer within the first year of living someplace. It develops 10 years, 20 years down the line.
The building's owners, Avery Hall Investments, say the first phase of the remediation has been completed, with a second underway. A third cleanup phase is planned for future development that'll be located right around the corner. For WNYC News, I'm Jordan Gosport-Wright.